guys. I'm still trying to see it.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Thank you for being on time.
I didn't hear who was on the line. I'm sorry, I missed.
You didn't miss anything because I didn't say. It's Richard Kay.
Oh, it's Richard Kay. Yay.
Brian, where are you from? Who's your club president? Brian?
Yeah, sorry, I was
late. Where are you from and who's your club president?
I live in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and my club president is Taz Simpson.
I'm sorry, it's who?
Taz Simpson.
Thank you. All right, we're going to, and Shannon, I know who you are.
Yeah, and I have Ryan today, so I'm just going to mute. I'm listening and learning. So I'm going to go ahead and mute, if that's okay, Richard.
That is perfect.
Thank you.
Brian, we're going to hang out for a little bit. We'll get started. We'll give people... And? Say again?
No, it was just Taz Simpson, D.C., New York.
Good morning. My name is Richard Kay. I'm going to be doing the fun busting call today. Since the Mickey's hand just stroked the hour, we'll give it a few more moments and see who else is going to show up. And if not, no one else shows up, it's going to be a very intimate fun busting call. So, Brian, where are you in the process? I know you're muted, so come on.
Oh, there we are.
Where are you in the process?
I'm still fun busting. I mean, I'm...
I understand that. Are you beginning? You have your list. What progress have you made? How long have you been doing it? Where are you in the process?
Oh, I've been fun busting for 3 weeks now. I've obviously made my list a while ago. I've been through about 30 meetings.
30 meetings. Who's the coach you're working with?
Right now I'm working with Ed Hayward.
Okay. And who else have you been working with?
Michelle McBride. She was my first coach.
Great. Okay. How much capital?
Don't forget your wonderful club president, Taz.
Oh, yeah, of course, Taz, you know. Sorry, somebody else just came on, and we were talking over one another. Would you be kind enough to back?
Yes, William Rodriguez. How you doing?
Great.
This is Markel Thompson. How you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm going to ask you to do something. My name is Dr. Richard Kay, and I'm going to be facilitating this call today. Please send an email to me, and my phone number is RKAYE at CEOSpaceAmerica.com, CEOSpaceAmerica.com. All I want is the correct spelling of your name. Very simple. You don't have to write a missive here. But once you send it, we'll know you're on the call. And your name, your club president. And that way, I don't have to ask who's on the call. So again, my initial is RKAYE. My phone number, you don't need my phone number, my email address is RKAYE at CEOSpaceAmerica.com. If you're not near a computer, let me know. and I'll do. So we're coming up to 5 minutes past the hour. It's time to begin. My name is Dr. Richard Kay. I've been with CEO Space since before there was dirt, and I'm going to be helping you get to the program in March. Here is my disclaimer. The information that you're hearing today is mine and mine alone. Excuse me, I've been teaching fund busting for, I guess, 17 years, whatever it is. Things that you're going to hear here may not be applicable to you. If you require financial or legal advice, you are invited to seek it. You must seek it. Excuse me, because if you feel you need it, I am not offering nor administering legal or financial advice. This is my experience that I'm speaking to you about. That's all it is. So, is anyone on this call here for the very, very first time? Anyone here for the very first time? I'll give you a moment to unmute.
Excuse me, Doc, did you say R?
R-K-A-Y-E. R, my name is Richard K. It's R-K-A-Y-E.
We'll check your inbox. I just sent it to you.
Thank you, Ed. It just eliminates my asking every single time, how do you spell your name, who you call president, what is the date of birth. So we get it. And we got a bunch of club presidents on the call here, so it's always a delight to have that kind of support with us. And again, I want to be real clear, we're not offering legal nor financial advice. The whole purpose of fund busting is to give you some education which you should have gotten, not in postgrad and undergrad, and at least in high school, and that's how to talk money. How do you talk to money language? So with the knowledge, unless anyone speaks differently, with the knowledge that everyone on this call has been on at least one of these calls, and you're not a virgin in the fund busting space, I'm going to eliminate the basis of making your list and getting ready. This call is designed more specifically to do one thing: get your money. And so a couple of things basic that you need to know. Money is personal. A rejection saying, I don't have money, is not. Money is very personal. In my experience, people tell you more about their sex lives than how much money they're making or how liquid they are. So none of this should be taken personally. If someone says no, it's just a no. I guarantee with absolute certainty every single person on this call, me, has heard the word no, and I will guarantee you will hear it again. If you choose to take it personally, that's an interesting conversation. Why would you want to? It's just another word. And by the way, so is yes. Yes is just another word also. Here's my money. Just another expression. It's okay. Just be there. Now, I invite you to eliminate the word dollars from your vocabulary. When you're going out and asking people to invest in you, and you're asking for $2,500, there's a huge emotional gap between $2,500 and $2,500. Excuse me. Now, when you actually check clears the bank, guess what? It's the same amount. Suffice it to say in the moment that $2,500 sounds like a lot more than $2,500. So we've got a couple of things here. You're going to eliminate the word dollars. You're not going to take it personally. And by the way, I would wish for you that this not be a monologue here. If you have questions, please speak up. Ask your questions real time. I guarantee you that if you have a question, everyone else has got the same question in a different model. I'm a firm believer that there's no such thing as a dumb or stupid question. There may be some idiotic answers, and I've been capable of those too. It's just, this is a time for you to learn how to do this. So we've got about 50 minutes left, and I want to leave you with the fact that you can go out and raise money. And what's that about? Having confidence. It's having the confidence. When you have confidence, and please, there's a huge distinction between confidence and arrogance, you can come off and know that people will invest in you. Imagine walking into a meeting with a CEO of some company, and they walk in, their tie is disheveled, they're slouched over, their shoes look like they haven't seen polish in the last decade. Whatever they say, the odds are you're not going to hear it. You've already formed judgment about that person. You may not want to own up to it, but we form judgments in the first 3.5 seconds and have those judgments that come to us. So my invitation here is look the part. Look the part of success. Don't have to, guys, you don't have to wear a three-piece suit. Ladies, women, you don't have to dress up in a gown. Imagine you're walking into a bank and you're going to ask them to loan you enough money so that you can buy the house, the car, the boat, the plane, whatever it is. You're not going to walk in there looking like someone that just rolled in off the gutter. You're going to have a really nice appearance. So the way you look is really kind of important. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Williams. Well, the other one is that I've just won $12 million in a Nigerian lottery. We'll deal that with that later. Okay. So thanks, guys. And I know Ed and Shannon and Michelle. So what we have to develop is this confidence. How do you get that? You practice. It's an old saying, fake it till you make it. Well, I'm not asking you to fake it. I'm asking you to have ownership. If you believe, better believe, that your dream is going to change this planet, is going to contribute to massive numbers of people, then you have to come into that meeting knowing that. Even if you've never seen it live, or even if you've never seen it, imagine when Steve Jobs was alive, or when Bill Gates would walk up in front of that congregation, all their devout followers. They walked out there owning that audience. And you're going to do that with the people you have. And again, I make a fine distinction. Okay, someone's breathing heavily into the phone. Save that for tonight, but would you please mute your phones for the moment? I don't want to have to mute everybody. So if you've got any noise going on, because it comes across as loud. But can I ask you to do that? Otherwise, I've got to mute the phone. And I would rather leave the phone line open so that people can ask questions. So if you know you're making noise, please mute the phone. Thank you. And it just sounded like someone's hand or mouthpiece rubbing across your lips or something. So a couple of things to do. Again, I'm going to begin some basic, but not list building and all that. Your coaches and club presidents have already allegedly worked through that with you. What you want to do is know your script as well as you know your name. And here's a secret. You can never make a mistake. Let me say that again. You can never say the wrong thing. A couple of years ago, I live in a small community, Taos, New Mexico. There are, thank you, Michelle, there are 5,000 people here. And I had the opportunity to be in a play in our auditorium. Now, just to put things in perspective, it seats about 125 people. Well, my qualifications for being in the play, the director asked me what my history is. I said, in eighth grade, sleepaway camp. He said, okay, you got the part. I tell you that I'm not exactly experienced in this stuff. So we rehearsed for a couple of months. Opening night, the young woman standing next to me is an accomplished actor. She said to me, she elbows me in the ribs, said, Richard, just remember one thing, you can't screw it up. And I looked at her. She says, they don't know what you're going to say. Oh, shit. I said, why didn't you tell me that 2 months ago? She says, you needed to hear it now. So I share that story with you with the understanding that the person with whom you're speaking hasn't a clue what you're going to say. And guess what? That means you can't make it up. I mean, you can't screw it up. It's like life. It's real time. It's live. So set aside any fears of screwing it up. If you think you screw up, start giggling and laughing. And it's really great because the person with whom you are talking will, you tell them, I'm so excited, I forgot what I'm going to say. You've told them you're excited. They'll take your word for it. And instead of thinking you're nervous, they'll think you're excited. And guess what? You better be excited about this. Thank you, Paz. You better be excited about this. This is your future. This is your dream. This is your passion. This is your legacy. This is your ability to change lives. Because if you're doing it for you, don't come see your face. You're doing it to change lives so that you can earn more money, so you can take better care of yourself and your family. Because that's what you really want to do. Hang in a second here. Thank you. So, know your script as well as you know your name. And when we work with you as coaches, mentors, club presidents, know the context more than the content. And always practice before you go out and have a meeting. Now, you know, you've been coached at some point. Call your coach or club president on the way to the meeting. Why? Well, so we'll remind you to breathe. And also, we'll polish up any last-minute languages and languaging that you have a concern with. And then you're going to call us after so that we can debrief it with you. Now, has anyone in this call raised capital? And I don't care if it's as little as a dollar or as much as $10,000. If you have raised money on any level, please unmute your phone, tell us your name, and tell us how much you've raised. Okay, I'm going to keep talking until...
How you doing? William Rodriguez, can you hear me?
Yes, William, we do. How much, sir?
All right, Doc. Well, so far, cash in hand is $200, and I got commitments for a little over $2,000.
Okay. Thank you, William. That's exciting. What was it like for you when that first person gave you that $200?
It was like magic.
Magic! All right. Now, I will not burst any bubbles here. Commitments don't mean anything. Commitments don't mean anything until the check clears the bank. You keep working your butt off to get there. Don't hang your... And thank you for sharing, William. By the way, you all know that fund busting is a 7-step process. It's very complex. Step 1 is going online and printing out the 7 steps. Step 7 is telling us you just had a win. Well, she said down to 5 steps. Man, if you can't follow the steps, we've got a different problem. So we all on the call have worked with people in the past who said, I got a commitment for $10,000. I'm done. And then a week later, that person says, well, I never said I was going to give you the money. Ladies and gentlemen, don't bank on your commitments. It ain't real until the check clears the bank. You got to know that. Excuse me. So on your way to the first thing, one of the things you do is you set up a telephone meeting. And the telephone meeting is simply to get a meeting to talk with somebody. By the way, people can't hear you until they know you. It's one of the things we teach public speakers. People can't hear you until they know you. That's why when you're listening to some seasoned speakers, you will hear them tell a bit of their story. So you get to know them. They become human. And it's the same thing in raising capital. I've worked with people, and William, I'm just going to pick on you because you were kind enough to speak up and successful enough to, you know, to be the first one here. And they say, hey, William, I'm taking my business to the next level, and I need $5,000. Can you help me? Well, hello? How motivated would you be to give someone your money? You'd rather keep it under your pillow or under your mattress or go to Disneyland, which I understand just raised their rates. So other thing, love is to talk about ourselves. If there's nothing else on the planet to talk about, I mean, listen, you hear people talking about themselves all the time, sometimes to the point of ad nauseum. So, in your first phone call, now, by the way, we've got four different club presidents that I know of on the phone, maybe more. And the reason that we all volunteer our time and work with you is, guess what? We're all different people. We have different perspectives, different awareness, different experiences. So I assure you, I am not the god of fun busting, nor am I the goddess. That doesn't work either. Nor is Ed or Shannon or Taz or Michelle. We bring our collective consciousness. I tell you that specifically, that if something I say doesn't resonate with you, don't use it. For you, and incorporate it. And, you know, you may hear one thing here, it says, shoot, I never thought of that. Well, great. Or you may hear something that says, man, I tried that, doesn't work. Okay. We don't have an attachment to our language. We have an attachment to you winning. We want you to win. So when you call somebody, my lexicon, my language said is, hey, Shannon, it's Richard. Have you got a moment? Ladies and gentlemen, when you call somebody, I don't care if it's a prospective investor, your parents, your kids, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband, your wife, you're an interruption in their day. And you know that because you get phone calls all the time. First question you ask is, hey, Shannon, you have a moment? Is this a good time to talk? If Shannon says yes, good. You just got into first base. If she says no, good. Let's reschedule. When works for you? Well, what's it about? Shannon, I'm so thrilled. I'm taking my business to the next level, and I need assistance. I need guidance. I need help. I love the way I've been a client of yours. I've been a customer of yours. I've watched the way you do business. Talk about that person. And this is stroking their ego a little bit. Stroking their ego just a little bit. And I need some assistance, guides, some help. I want to talk with you. Sidebar. Some people, including some of the corporate tapes, say, I need your mentoring. Bullshit. You're not asking for mentoring. You're asking for money. I know I'd be really pissed if anyone called me and said, hey, I want your guidance.
I really want your check.
No. So in my world, it's assistance, guidance, and some help. Assistance. So you fold that in. Now you have had a pre-frame for what you're talking about. So let's say Shannon says, yeah, I got some time. What's up? Shannon, I'm taking my business to the next level, and I need assistance, guidance, some help. Shannon, you know, I've watched the way you do business, and I got a question for you. And actually, what I would really want is 5 or 10 sacred minutes of your time. When can we do that? Ladies and gentlemen, don't take them to breakfast, lunch, dinner, tea at 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, whenever that is. You have to understand the more you I'm going to say that again. The more you talk, the closer you get to a no. The less you talk, the obverse of that, 180 degrees different from that, is the less you talk, the closer you get to a yes. Fun busting is not a time to explain, justify, or rationalize what your business is or why you're doing it. It is a time to make a pitch to get money. That's the only reason for this conversation. Nothing else. So, Shannon, when can I spend 5 minutes with you? Most people are going to make an appointment. And the question always comes up, everyone's out of town. I have worked with someone who moved from New York to California. I don't know a soul here. Great, get on the freaking phone. Make a phone call. And say, Shannon, if I could, I'd get on an airplane and come out to see you. It's not going to work for me. When can we spend 5 minutes on the phone? If the person's available, they would usually say right now. That's the only difference in the script, this thing from eyeball to eyeball or over a phone. And by the way, over a phone is easier to get to know. Eyeball to eyeball, people are more inclined to say yes. Doesn't mean they're going to say yes. It just means they're more inclined. See, you have an advantage when you're talking with someone up close and personal, because you can see them, their body language. you can see if they're reading email or checking the clock saying, how the hell is this fast going to get out of here? So I believe it's a great advantage in any business, person to person. So now we go over, let's say we're going to go over to Paz Simpson. Hey, Paz, thanks so much for meeting with me. You know, let me tell you, oh, by the way, there are three major ways to get money to go to CEO space. The first one, and there's no hierarchy here, one of them is a bridge loan. A bridge crosses over a chasm, a lake, a river, whatever it is, gets you from one place to another. Bridge loan. And you're going to offer someone they're going to invest in you for short term for a higher rate of return than they're getting in the bank. Second is a scholarship, where someone's just going to gift you the money. Third is what most people do. They'll put it on a credit card. They'll take the money out of their piggy bank. They'll make the investment in themselves. They'll pay for CEO space, and then they go fund bust to pay themselves back. If you have the wherewithal to do that, and I've worked with countless people who have done that. I was working with a young couple, and he got into fund busting. He called me and said, Richard, screw it. Here's my credit card. Let's do it. I'll fund bust later. Fund busting teaches you the language of money. If you can do it, ladies and gentlemen, call your club president as soon as you get off this call to yourself. This is not a commitment to CEO space. This is a commitment to your life and your dream and your passion and your family and your legacy. So, Brian, thanks for meeting with me. You know, I told you on the phone that I'm taking my business to the next level, and I've watched you do business for 180 years, and I got a question. What would you do differently if you were starting right now, today, at 11:25 Mountain Time? What would you do? And they'll tell you. What are some of the most amazing challenges that you've overcome? Wow, what else? Wow, that's interesting. Wow. How'd you do that? Oh, what else? Let them talk for 5, 6 minutes and 30 seconds. Let them talk for a few moments. Hey, Ryan, let me tell you, here's the reason I'm asking. I told you I'm working on my business, and I know I can't do it by myself. I've done some research, and I have found the team. Brian, you've heard Chicken Soup for the Soul, yes? And if you're sitting across from them, you're going to shake your head up and down. Where I live, in Taos, New Mexico, people, some of them have not heard of Chicken Soup for the Soul. They never heard of Tony Robbins. So these are not good references. Well, hey, Brian, I've met the people who actually launched Chicken Soup for the Soul. Sidebar here. Mark Victor Hansen, Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul. Jack's coming to the March program to teach Friday afternoon. You want to be there. He's one of the top business trainers on the planet. When he and Mark sold Chicken Soup, Bernie Dorman, the chairman of CEO Space, was the first one that Jack called. Bernie, I got the check. $68 million. I got the check. You want to come and meet this guy. Ryan, I met the team that launched Chicken Soup for the Soul. It did get launched at CEO Space, by the way. And they set up a meeting for me to come and meet them. Use your language. My language would be, this is so freaking cool. And here's the problem. Oh, by the way, please do not tell people you're going to Las Vegas. If someone called you up and say, I need a couple of $1,000 and I'm going to go to Las Vegas for a meeting, you know, we all have stereotypes built into us, and your first thought is shows and meals, and if you're so inclined, gambling. Don't tell them where you're going. If they ask, tell them Henderson, Nevada. No one knows where it is, but that's where you're going. And they've got a meeting set up for me, and this is the team again. Hold on, I got a sip here. Hold on. This is the team, I tell you, the launch Chicken Soup, Brian. And they're taking me on. They want to work with me. And here's the problem, Brian. I need some additional funding. I need some additional money. I've got airfare. I've got a hotel. I got some meals. I got some incidentals. I've already got some money in. And what I need next, this is an important statement. What I need next, as in right now, what I need next is $2,500. And Ryan, I want to invite you to be an investor for me. These, I believe, are the most important words. Write them down. Let me tell you why you want to do that. First, if someone came to you and said, hey, Ryan, I want $2,500, your first thought is, yeah, right. Full moon last night. Maybe you're a little crazy. I think it was full moon. I'm not sure. So when you say, let me tell you why you want to do that, you have just shifted the conversation from your side of the table to theirs, and some of you are in your mind saying, yeah, let me hear why they want to do that. Real simple. Real simple. Markel, if you got your money in the bank, you're lucky if you're earning 1% a year. Truth is, it's probably near 0.01%. Markel, I'm going to pay you 10% a year. Now, you do the math. 1 or 10. Markel, I'm going to give you a promissory note so your money's good. You got my signature to guarantee it. And, Markel, I got one question. How much of that $2,500 can you do? And then you do the thing that most human beings have the biggest challenge doing, is you shut up. You stop talking. Now, sidebar, ladies and gentlemen, I know it's more than $2,500 to become a lifetime member of CEO Space and come out and hang out with us for a week or 10 days. But if you go ask someone for $5,000 or $10,000, in today's culture, it may not fly. Before 2008, when I was teaching fund busting, people were getting checks for $5,000, $10,000. $1,000. God bless you. I want to learn from you. So you're going to ask for a more reasonable amount. If you are not comfortable inviting someone to invest $2,000 in you, then get to your club and help have them help you break through that barrier. Now, when William started asking people for money, if you're unmuted, William, was it comfortable or was it, oh, shoot, I got to do this? If you're like most of us, it's, you got to be kidding me. I don't want to go out and ask people for money. Why not? Do you deserve it? Do you deserve to have that money so that you can go change lives? You better answer yes.
Yeah, Doc, it was uncomfortable at first. Absolutely.
Yeah. And you got through it, and I bet it's easier now, isn't it? Okay, he keeps muting himself. Thank you for doing that. And, see, when you do that, and especially when you get your first money, it's like, oh, let me tell you a story. I had a fund bust 17 years ago, excuse me, when I went to CEO Space. I was a famous doctor, and I say that because I was on television all the time, on a morning television talk show, and I didn't have enough money. I used to teach, and then someone said to me, hey, Kay, didn't you tell us you got money your first time? Oh, yeah. I tell you what happened. I was in my office, and a patient came in, and after we were done, I said, hey, John, can I ask you a question? Yeah, let's go into my consultation room. And I fund busted John, and he said, sure, how much you need? And I stammered and said, $5,000. And he said, sure. And he pulled out his checkbook and wrote me a check for $5,000. After I got up off the floor, I hugged him. So, you see, I had ownership of what I was going to do. Had ownership of it, and John wrote me a check. I'm going to put us on pause here. Some people have come in after I made this request. Want to know who you are? Please go to your computer. My email address, if you've done this, you don't need to do it again. RKAYE@CEOSpaceAmerica.com. RKAYE@CEOSpaceAmerica.com. Just your name and your club president's name. And again, RKAYE@CEOSpaceAmerica.com. So you must have the confidence. And ladies and gentlemen, the fear is not of failure. The fear is of success. I will often talk about this in many of my teachings. And it's from Marianne Williamson that Nelson Mandela read and never gave her credit for at his inauguration. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frames us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so other people won't feel insecure about you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us. It's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Ladies and gentlemen, when someone gives you money, the gift is not to you, it's to them. That they have helped you and you have empowered them to feel better about themselves, to help another human being live their dream. That's part of what fundbusting is about. CEO space is in reality a spiritual development place masquerading as massive business growth. You will experience both. So you're talking to this person through your passion. People don't invest in your dream. They couldn't care what you're doing. They're investing in your passion, your enthusiasm, and your excitement. That's what gets the money. Now, if your name is politics aside, if your name is Hillary Clinton, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, and you say, I need $1 million, they say, to whom do I make a check payable? They've got what? They've got a track record. You have your passion right now. That's what people will invest in. And I don't mean vomit all over them and tell them how great. I mean, just live in your passion and be present with them. Make eye contact. Be there with them. Now, some people are going to say, Paz, what are you doing? Now, ladies and gentlemen, I would submit for your consideration that every single one of us on this call can talk for the next 4 hours without taking a breath about what our dream is and how it's going to transform the world, and they don't care. Paz, I'd love to tell you. And what it is, it's a new software module that's a plug-in to Quicken, and it makes everyone's accounting easier. You don't care about the API and the interface and what it is. Don't talk technical ever. If you're at a technical conference, that's the time to talk technical. You talk in broad strokes, and it took me maybe 20 and a half seconds to say what the project was, which is BS, of course. I just made it up. And they say, oh. And, Paz, that's why I'm talking to you. I need that money to bring this to the world. How much of that $2,500 can you do? You see, you play broken record. How much of that $2,500 can you do? I know other people have come on the call, and I haven't gotten any other emails with your names. So I'm going to ask you one more time, please. Your name? My email address is rkaye@ceospaceamerica.com. rkaye@ceospaceamerica.com. Why do we want to know? Because within 5 minutes after we disengage from this call, your club president will know that you've been on this call. And we're all inclined to work more closely with people who will play full out than people who won't. So they're going to get notice that you're on the call, and they're going to say, yes, I've got someone who's serious here. So please, if you haven't sent it, please do. So you're going to ask that person how much of that 25 can they do, because they may be having an internal conversation saying, shoot, I don't have $2,500. Well, you've just given them permission to give you less. How cool. You gave them permission to give you money. Well, I can only do 1,000. Yes, I'll take it. Now, don't get that crazy about it. But say, well, you know, Margaret, that's great. Thank you. I appreciate that. And you get their check or their cash. Again, when someone asks your what's your business about, you know, Margaret, I'll tell you in a little bit, but the reality is that's not what you're investing in. You're not investing in the business. I want to be real clear on this. Part of what you're investing in is the infrastructure. You see, I don't have my legal documents yet. I cannot even take money in the business. So you're investing in that part of this. And by the way, this next part is the same answer to when someone says, can I see your business plan? What you're investing is the creation of the business plan. You're investing in the development of the infrastructure so that I can take money in the business. So how much of that 25 can you do? Well, guess what? You've now got about 99.5% of what Fundbusting is. That's a bridge loan. It's really that easy. It really is. It is your fear of rejection that will drive you crazy. So what? If you've ever asked someone out on a date, you've gotten to know. You know, ultimately you get to yes, perhaps, but you've gotten to know, and as I said before, you know, it's just another answer. Don't be attached to it. So imagine an actor, and the director says, Kevin, I don't like the way you said that line. And the actor brings it up, he doesn't like me, I can't do this, no. The smart actor says, thanks for the feedback. Exactly how do you want me to say that? Where do you want me to stand? Tell me exactly what you want me to do. That's what your coaches and club presidents are for. To help you get to that next level so you can win that Oscar. And in this case, that Oscar is your participation in the CEO Space Forum in March. Now, that's bridge loan. And your club president will help you get the promissory note form. You know something? No, I did say it. Yeah, 10 or 1, I did cover that. That you're making more money here than you're making in the bank. Now, the scholarship is exactly the same, only different. The difference is, instead of telling them you're going to give them 10% on their money instead of the one they're making in the bank, you tell them, listen, this is my dream. This is pay it forward time. And this is an opportunity for you to help me live my dream. And what I'm looking for is a grant or a scholarship of about $500 or so. Now, why am I saying $500 or so? Because in a scholarship, it's going to be easier for people. First of all, they'll give you less money. It's unusual, and if it's happened, I don't know of it, where someone got a scholarship to CEO Space. I mean, a full scholarship. So you're going to ask for less money. It's easier for people to give up $50 or $100 or $500. Rather than a couple of thousand to a scholarship, because they're not getting a basket. So, Kevin, I've done some research, and I realize I can't do this on my own. And I've done an amazing amount of research. Kevin, have you heard of the team that, have you heard of Chicken Soup for the Soul? And again, unless they're living under a rock, everyone has. Well, I found the company that launched them, and they have a conference, and it's a two-year membership. The first part is a one-week residency, and I've got, it's so cool, I got my reservation in. It's a one-week residency, two-year program. Sidebar, why is it a two-year program? You all know by now that CEO Space is lifetime membership. So you don't go to the gym and come back with your six-pack and you're not, fully flushed, you're not ready to go, it takes time to build your business. So we figure about it. And as you do that, you're going to grow. So, see, Markel, so it's a two-year program. First part's a one-week residency program. And I've got a seat reserved, and here's the problem. It's just so cool that the team that created Chicken Soup is saying they're going to work with me. I am so excited about that. But here's the problem. I can't get there yet. Again, I've got some money into it, and the truth is I got room and board. I've got travel expenses. And what I'm looking for you to be an angel investor for me, quite frankly, and contribute to a scholarship for me so I can live my dream. Just pay it forward. So what I'm looking for is 500. How do you feel about that? Ladies and gentlemen, do not ever ask a question. My former wife's an attorney. You all have heard this before. Don't
Did we lose Richard?
It sounds like we did. I thought my call dropped again. It dropped 3 times, so I thought it was me. Thank God someone else said that.
I thought it was me. I was just checking my phone as well. Did I hear that we had an
email
right
now?
The host has joined the conference.
Okay.
There you go.
Hey, it sounded like on my line, my end, the line got dropped, so I'm back.
It did, Rich. We lost you for a moment, sir.
Okay. I know that feeling. I've been lost. Hey, listen, there are four people on this call that I don't know you here. I've got Brian, Ed, Markel, Michelle, Ryan, Shannon, William. If you have not sent an email to me, please do, so that your club president will know you're on the call. Gotta love technology when it works. I'm going to switch hands. Okay, we are?
Hold on.
We on?
Yes.
There?
I can hear
yes,
you.
We're on.
All right. I have no idea what's going on. Are we here?
Yes,
yes.
We're all here, Rich.
Okay. Okay, I think I got a bad headset, so bear with me, gang, while I change everything here and get a fresh battery, plug it in. All right, there you go.
All right, sorry about that. In the old days, stand by for technical difficulties. All right, so the difference between
the bridge loan and the scholarship is going to ask for less money because they're not getting a return on the investment. Some of the questions you come up with have addressed, you know, let me see your business plan. Well, you know, that's what you're investing in. That's part of what this is about. That's why I'm so excited to move forward with this. One I love is I've got to talk to my husband about it, or I've got to talk to my wife about it. And your response is, Brian, thank you. And they're going to look at you quizzically. You see, that can be a blow-off, or it can be they really want to talk to their spouse about it. Ed, I'm so thrilled you want to do that. And as they're trying to figure out what I was talking about, because it means you get it. Because if you wanted to say no, you would say no. I know that. So you want to talk to your wife because you really want to see how much you can do. But Ed, here's what happened. Remember that game we used to play in grade school, telephone? You tell someone, it comes back to you, and it's like, really? That's what we said? So when can the three of us get on the phone? Can we call her right now? Because, you know, this is my passion. I want to talk with her about it. About a decade ago, on one of these calls, the guy spoke up and said, Dr. Kane, something you said last week really worked. I said, can you tell me what it means? And he said, that thing you said about, you know, getting the spouse on the phone, see, here's what happens. Sometimes it's called, in negotiation, it's called deferring to higher authority. And he said to me, this guy said, I want to talk to my wife, and I went through, I'm not going to repeat because you got what I just said. And the guy said, all right, how much do you really need? And he wrote him a check. So you can get to the other side of it. Now, by the way, when you ask, and let's use bridge loan, because that's the most common way, for $2,500, and someone says, well, I can't do all of it, other people are going to say, well, how much do you really need? Well, I really need a total of five. Oh, sure, great. That's what happened to me 17 years ago. So that's not theory, ladies and gentlemen. I know it works.
many of the presidents and coaches on the call know it works because we've been through the experience. And I'm a firm believer that you can learn from your mistakes. I believe more firmly that you can learn from other people's mistakes, that you don't need to make your own. Learn from our mistakes. Learn from mistakes from people who have been on these calls and how they've gotten there. All right, thank you, Tammy. Slowly but surely, you're all saying, I'm here. And again, we let you club presidents know. So, Tammy.
Excuse me. I don't know if this is my phone, but I'm having an extremely difficult time hearing you. I say voice is going up and down.
Anyone else having a difficult time hearing me?
Pat Simpson.
All right.
Yes, James in Vegas. I'm having a little difficulty hearing you as
all
well.
Right. Is this better? I realized when I put that other phone away, I left it on. Is this better? Okay.
Yes, that's
and
better.
Who
is
that? Who's
much
that
better.
Las Vegas?
This is James in Las Vegas.
James, who's your club president, James?
It is Michelle.
Thank you. Okay. We're still missing a few people. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a time to be shy. This is a time to speak up because you're going to go ask people for money. Thank you, Carol. So we're only one person shy now. Only one person shy. I've got Brian, Ed, Markel, Michelle, Ryan, Shannon, William, Tammy, James, and I'm here. I think I'm here. All right, what I'm going to do now is... let me tell you one more concern that people say. I love it. Let me think about it. One of my favorites. Hey, Carol, thank you. And let me say something, Carol. I got to think about it. It can mean one of several things. It can mean you want to say no. And, Carol, if you're going to say no, please say no now. Don't wait me. Wait. You know, just that's okay. If you're going to say no, it's cool. Carol, my experience is I got to think about it can also mean you really got to think about it. And here's my request. One of the things actually it may mean is I haven't explained everything to you. I may not have explained things to you. So here's what the story is. I'm taking my business to the next level. I need assistance. I need guidance. I need help. I love the way you've been doing your stuff. And instead of you getting 1% in the bank, if you're lucky, I'm going to give you 10% return on your money. I'm going to give you a promissory note so your money's good. So if I've missed any of that, I believe I've just covered it. And what has to happen for you to get to a yes? Now, I did not ask them for the money. I simply said, what has to happen for you to get to a yes? Now, ladies and gentlemen, an amazing thing happens when you phrase a question that way. They'll tell you. They'll tell you what has to happen for them to get to a yes. How freaking cool is that? They'll tell you what they need to know. All right, what I want to do in the remaining hour that we have now, in the little time we have left, I want to open the floor for questions. What questions? If you come across something that you had an experience, that you got a yes or no, you didn't like the answer, let's see if we can help you get to the other side of that. So, who would like to speak up first? You all told me you couldn't hear me. Can you hear me?
This is James. And
we can hear you now.
Okay, James, now that I got you unmuted, talk to me. What concerns do you have?
Okay, I'm trying to determine whom exactly I should approach.
Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters.
Yes.
James, how far are you into the fund-busting process?
Oh, I've just begun because I was trying a different method.
Okay. Here's what you do. You're going to make a list. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I someone once called me a deviant. No, I said I just deviate from some corporate policy stuff.
Corporate policy says you make a list of everyone you know. Well, you can make a list of everyone you know, in about 2 months we'll still be making a list. There's a distinction between being effective and being efficient. Efficient is rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. It sure as hell is not effective. So in my world, I want you to pull up about 15, 20 people, dozen and a half people. I'm not interested in numbers. Dozen and a half people that you're really close with. You have a relationship. By the way, we recommend not going to parents, because parents have one purpose, or one of their main purposes on this planet is to protect you. They don't understand CEO space, and they're going to tell you you're dumb, you're stupid, you don't know how to do this, unless you got outstanding parents, and I hope you do. So stay away from parents. Again, they're not typically going to invest in you. They're going to have you explain everything, and again, the purpose is not to justify, explain, rationalize, or make anyone believe in your project. It's about getting money. So you make a list of about dozen and a half people you know, and you ABC them. A's are, these are the people I believe have money, you'll never know, that I believe that if I tell them what I'm doing, they're going to want to assist me, they're going to want to help me, they're going to want to invest in me. B's are the people, hey, if I run out of A's, I got a backup. I got some more people to go to. C's are the, shoot, I really don't want them on my list, but their name popped up and Richard said put them on the list. Because energetically, ladies and gentlemen, you block anyone energetically, you're blocking everyone. So after a divorce, I owed my wife a bunch of money, and I sure as hell was not going to put her on the list, but my coach said put her on the list. I mean, I was not going to ask her for money. Now, who are you going to call first? I said before that we learn from each other, and I'm in gratitude that so many club presidents and coaches are on this call. I learned something from the guy who started Fund Busting. His name is Vincent Molina, and thank you, because this gives me the opportunity to share this, because I forgot. It doesn't make a difference who you call first. It makes absolutely no difference. Some coaches will say, go right to the 18. Some will say, start at C. By the way, I put my former wife on the D list. Do not ever call under any circumstances. Okay? But she was on the list. So here's what you do. Close your eyes. Throw a dart. Wherever that dart lands, that's the person you're going to call. I don't care if it's the first call. Actually, it's best for the first call. And you can do this for every call. Thank you, Vincent Molina. Hey, Ryan, I'm taking my business to the next level. I need some assistance. I need some guidance. I need some help. Gee, this sounds familiar, doesn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Here's the difference. Ryan, I'm raising money. Now, stop, Ryan. Take a deep breath. I'm not asking you for money. But what I am asking you, Ryan, is I so respect the way you've done your business, and here's where you stroke your ego. And I so respect you, I would love to practice with you. I would so love to get your coaching, your guidance, your mentoring on this. And when can I come over and do that? You know, we all want acknowledgement. Now, I'm not going to give you my coaching because I'm an SOB. Oh, you really like me. You like the way I do things. Sure, I'll help you. Come on over. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I must tell you, there is a downside to this. There's a very serious downside to this. You've asked their opinion. They're going to give it to you. And you're going to smile very politely and say, wow, thanks. You hadn't thought of that. Oh, that's great. Thanks. Here's the upside to this. About 50-50. 50% of the time, someone will say, well, wait a minute, can't I invest in this? No. Ryan, I just want your... Really? Shoot, I must have done a good job. How much? That's what happens. That is what happens 50% of the time. So that's a little bit more of an answer to who you're going to call. But does that help you? That was a question. Anyone there? Hello?
We're here.
Okay, just checking in. I don't hear breathing on the other end. I think people went to sleep. So, does that help you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, that's great. Thank you so much. That's good info.
Okay. I'm still missing one or two people. Let me go back to the computer and see if you've emailed yet. Questions, comments, concerns. Who else? Who else?
This is Markel Thompson. I was just calling. I was just wanting to jump out and say I appreciate you for giving me this value today. I really did get a lot out of it. And I'm about to put it in use. So I appreciate you, man. I really do.
Thank you for speaking up, Markel. And, Paz, I want to acknowledge you for having so many people on the call. Welcome to the team. And, ladies and gentlemen, please, get in touch with your coaches. Get in touch with your mentors. Get in touch with your club presidents. When you get to CEO space, we want to know that something you heard on one of these calls made a difference in your life. I'm looking forward, and when you get to CEO space, come find me and let me know that something you heard on this call made a difference. I'd love to see all of you at CEO space. Have an amazing weekend. See you in a couple of weeks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you, Richard.
Okay, thank you, Richard.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Hey guys. Oh, let me unmute. Hey, it's Shannon. Who's still on the line? Hello.
Keith.
Hey Keith.
Hi.
I didn't know if anybody else was still on.
I don't know.
So I'm going to send over, and I have not ever done this before, Keith, but
yeah.
I'm going to send over what I use to raise capital, and it's kind of like the next level of promissory note.
Okay.
Where it has the option to convert, it still does the percentage, and I can share with you a little bit about the language. You can put that into your stuff and see if that's something you're comfortable with. And kind of, you know, just see if it's something that you want to work with, because then you're actually going after, you're giving them an option to, well, you know what, it just came to me. It's like the way they're teaching is easier,
but yeah.
it's not necessarily as big of cash either.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
but his whole thing with the 2,500, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, the other guy said 15,000. But I think it just depends, like, if scholarship, I think, is lower amount, like you said. Promissory note, I think you can talk about how much you're really trying to raise, and then you can always just go backwards, you know, from there. If they go, right, then you can say, oh, no, but I'm not trying to get the whole thing from you, you know, what can you do? Right?
The specific language is, I'm looking at getting $10,000, can you contribute to any, or all, or a part of that?
Yeah.
So then you're telling him what you need, but it's a option right there.
Right. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But with mine, it went right into the investment. It's like, look, I'm looking for a short-term bridge loan. Those that believe in me in the beginning, I'm paying them a nice, healthy interest rate And and I'm also giving you the option to convert. I'll come back to you once I get these things done, you know, and it says right in the promissory note, this is going to be used for business development, this is going to be used for, you know,
right.
operational. Once I get this stuff done, then I'm going to come back to you and either, you know, either you can, and this has to be mutual, we can pay off the promissory note with the interest. You could actually, there may be an option to renew the promissory note for, you know, a year, or we can do a conversion and you're getting stock on 50 cents on the dollar.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
What did you think about today's call? I didn't ask you that first thing.
Oh, it was really good.
Let me shut the recording. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Is that all right? Okay, hold on.